This is a real live recording as at the moment, while we're in the middle of the photo shoot. Yeah. Now we're actually, I mean, I don't know whether I thought it would actually be quite good at, you know, being more relaxed.
Are you this more is relaxed real life. When you're actually doing audio?
When I've got the audio boo turned on,
okay.
I suppose, even if nothing is actually being ever going to be broadcast or shared in any way, I suppose. Yeah, I kind of am some, I don't know.
Kind of like...
I don't think I'm...
Does it focus your mind if you put it on? Does it kind of like...
No,
I mean,
you have to think now. No, I never think about what I'm going to say. I just absolutely... I just go, you know. Because, you see, what I've discovered is that, first of all, it is not a disaster, no matter what comes out, right? So, frankly, you can't fail. That would be my philosophy on it.
So take some time to get to that level, though.
Yeah. I won't say how many years, how old I am, because it's certainly taken me every single day of my life to reach the point.
Up until this point.
I mean, the only purpose I'm fit for is the one that I've reached today. But the thing I love about this is that we're actually, this is a homage to Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, right? Because we found them today on the internet as a, you know, wonderful photograph of the two of them at a table, and we have no bottles of wine. What happened to the milk, by the way? We were going to have the bottle of milk in the photo as a sort of, I think our photographer put that down with emphasis that he clearly didn't like the idea of he's only taken one photograph of the milk, which means that, and I thought the milk was quite a good dialogue with the bottles, two bottles of wine that Jagger and Richards had in the middle of theirs. I thought you were actually going to pick up one of these and
do a little sketch.
Here. You're the sketcher person.
You can give me the orange one.
Here we are. Now off you go. Right. Pen, sketch, draw. Go on. Come on. Yeah, go on. I mean, this is a team effort now, right? So you can... Actually, what you do is you draw me. Have you ever done Have you ever done these little drawings in which you...
I haven't done this kind of drawing. No, but you... While being photographed and recorded.
Yeah, and what you do is you don't look... You look at the person, but you don't look at the paper. Right?
No. Yeah. I've never done that.
Try that one here. Take this off for a second. Now I want you to try this.
That's my masterpiece.
Yeah. That is a masterpiece. That was controlled by your conscious mind, right? Now I want you to just look at me and draw me with. Put the pen on the paper, right? So now you don't look at it again until you're finished, right?
Wow.
You draw me. Yeah. Okay. Good. Go on. Keep going. I saw that little glance there. Are you worried about, you know...
No, I'm just worried about where the paper is.
Yeah. Well, we done this around a table with a load of people one time, and it was terrific. You got a marvellous collection. Oh, wow. Stop, you're looking. You're not allowed to look.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, you know. It's pretty good. This is me by you, right?
By you. Can I sign it for you? Paul?
Yeah, there you are. Give me this for a second. I do. Bang, bang.
Just hold that up again.
What's the theme?
The artwork.
The artwork. Oh, yeah. There's the artwork. Yeah. There he is.
This is very high concept now.
Oh, yeah. This is very high concept.
Dear listener.
Yep. Dear listener. Yeah. There he is. Look, here. We'll do this. Here we are. Here he is. What?
Coming out of my ears.
What is this, Scott? Oh, yes.
It's my homage to money.
We're now holding up the Clue Train manifesto over his attached to his left ear with a drawing which was done freehand while looking into my eyes. And
I entered the twilight zone.
What's the significance of the
I think we have enough of this recording, Jonathan. Roger, I'll give you the last word on this recording, you know, as the photographer, you can say anything you wish. Could we hear your camera clicking in the audio? Because I think the sound of...
That's the autofocus.
Oh. And folks, this is a what, Roger? Wow. A Canon... The camera.
Canon 950, no. Wow. No.
Yes.
Canon 950.
No, 5D Mark II. For those people who are interested, and the lens was a 50mm 1.4.
Hey, by the way, you know that the guy who sold MySpace, right? For mega amount of money, right? Mm. Got out at the right time and all that, right? Yeah, yeah. He is an absolutely dedicated photographer, right? Okay. And I read a blog post by him last night. He has a Canon D880. A Nikon D880.
Different brand.
As opposed to the D880E, which you guys do you remember the circle of confusion?
We did.
The circle of confusion tested.
We did. We compared a camera that anybody can just walk into a shop and buy with a camera that was worth, I think, 5 or 6 times as much.
Wow.
And you'd be very hard pressed to walk into a shop in Ireland, I think, to buy it. Very high.
The Danish one, wasn't it?
Yes, phase one.
Wow. Phase one. Yeah.
But the phase one back, which is like $30,000 or $40,000, goes onto a camera system, the lenses of which are very exotic. So there's a whole package that you just don't find in your camera shop locally.
Wow.
And what we found was that the $2,000 camera certainly wasn't 8 times less the camera than the very expensive one. So much so that Peter Cox, my very good friend who owned the Phase 1, the very high-end camera, is now put it up for sale. And he acknowledges, he says, look, technology has moved on so much.
Wow.
For the print size I do and the work that I do, it's not the most suitable camera anymore.
That's amazing.
Wow. So, wow.
Yeah.
So if anybody's listening to this audio boo, if it does go out an audio boo, get in touch with Peter Cox quickly before, you know, the queue forms.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. PeterCox.ie. There you can find this camera.
But the other thing is I did some audio boo about it too, and you had thing, we were doing something over the weekend,
yep.
The whole thing was timed, they printed off using both cameras, wow. huge sheets of... I mean, were the sheets as long as the table?
Almost. Well, but I'd say they're about 2/3 of this table, and here's the anecdote there. It's a large area to print, so it took 20 minutes to print, each print. We printed the photograph from the expensive camera first, and then put the photograph from the cheaper camera on, and decided, look, we don't want to wait around for 20 minutes, let's go and have lunch. Three of us came back into the room separately, and we all three had made the same comment, which was, oh, we're a bunch of idiots. We've just reprinted the print from the expensive camera again.
Wow.
Except it wasn't. It was the one from the cheaper camera. Wow. But at first blush, all three of us, independently of each other, walked into the room and said, oh, expletive deleted. We're going to have to start again because we just printed off the same
photo. What a wonderful advert, though, for Nikon. I mean, what an astonishing advert for Nikon, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, but it's well known that camera is revolutionary.
Right.
Really.
By the way, that camera where you're talking about, the D800 or whatever it is, will that also shoot you video?
That's a very good question. I don't know. I'm not a Nikon shooter. I'd be very surprised if it didn't.
Given
when it was introduced.
Right.
You know, it must do. It must
be very interesting.
Have you ever taken a photograph, Jonathan?
I have.
Yeah? With
my iPhone.
Have you ever taken one with an SLR even?
No.
Or an analog camera?
It's too technical for me.
Are they?
Yeah. I just need one button. Give me simplicity.
Oh, yes.
What's the best, like, simplest camera to buy? For, like, someone like me who's a rookie.
Do you have an iPhone?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
There we go.
Wow. Actually, truthfully, if you saw you know the photographs that I took yesterday on the iPhone of Ballyannon Woods?
Ballyannon
in Middleton.
Beautiful.
I mean, you wouldn't want better photographs for the internet.
Any smartphone worth its salt these days, and you don't actually have to get a very highly spec'd one, will give you very, very good pictures.
Oh.
And if you think that the first digital camera that came out cost a fortune, looked like the camera that I use, a bit bulkier, was 1 megapixel, and it cost £20,000 or something.
Wow.
It was built into a Nikon body, and now, if they gave you a smartphone with 1 megapixel, you'd be insulted. You wouldn't go anywhere near it. You'd expect 5 or 8 at least.
But some of the Android phones have got they got double digits.
They have. I think the highest one is 42 or 48.
God.
Now that brings with it its own problems, by the way. And certainly the first one that was introduced at that level didn't give you a file that had that many pixels. It did something to down-res. So it was a marketing thing. These things were all marketing things.
Oh. It's a bit like a malt whiskey, which you have, which is 60 years old, say. Now, I remember the marketing director of that malt whiskey you get in Northern Ireland, Bushmills. The marketing director of Bushmills telling me up there in Northern Ireland, on the Giant's Causeway, that actually after about 15 years, there is no improvement in whiskey.
Wow.
Right? There is a huge cachet about buying somebody a 50-year-old malt and all that, but there is actually no improvement in the quality of the whiskey.
Wow.
You know?
Well, this is interesting, because this weekend, with our creative partner Justin coming up from South Africa, I've been looking at beds and mattresses.
Yes.
And it's the same thing. It's like, you know, you can get a top-of-the-range Tempur mattress for like €2,500. And then you can go to the colossal sale in Little Island and you can get a mattress and a base for like €400. But like, what's the actual difference? Interesting, if you actually lie on all of these beds, which I did.
Yeah. Come in.
Through every bed.
Come in.
Come in.
Now
Renee.
You're being recorded, Renee, so you don't have to say anything. You know?
Everything I say will be held against me.
Absolutely everything you're saying. You know, the fact that you're holding a little miniature cup of coffee, which is empty. You come for a refill?
Come for a refill.
Yeah. Yes. By the way, folks, I'll spill the beans. He's either the human or the kind person.
Definitely
in
human
and kind, you know. But I think he's both. Yeah, yeah. Have you not stopped shooting photographs? You know, I mean, a minute ago we had you talking. You were much more interesting.
And to the natural smiles.
Ah, you know this. Hey, you know Gilbert and George.
Gilbert and George. Tell me no.
Oh, right, okay, they're artists. They're hung in the Tate. They kind of do make themselves an exhibition.
Yes.
And they have produced artwork of themselves being photographed, but it's stunning. No, I just...
Gilbert
and George, right? You actually, we stumbled into by accident, thanks to Roger, the notion that here the two of us are being photographed, right?
Yeah.
So Roger dropped Gilbert and George into the conversation, and we went immediately looking. It hooked me totally. But then we went to Jagger and Richards.
Yes.
So we've done two. This is our Jagger and Richards homage to because.
Who's Richards?
No, I'm Richards. He's Jagger.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. Look, Rene. Look at this. Look at this. Seriously, can you see the as a photo though? Isn't that wonderful? That's Jagger and Richards.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. I thought you might think it was John and Paul.
No, change in ages.
Hey, John and Paul?
Here we go.
Who's George and where's Ringo? We've been talking about... Oh, look, we have to do a John and Paul.
In a campaign, you know?
Absolutely.
We're like George and Paul.
We're not George and Ringo. Basically, your tagline is the other two guys. We're not there.
We'll have to write our names up on sticky pads.
Well, I tell Post-its. You what, I am interested in seeing if there is a Beatles photograph which we could quickly shoot just for the fun of it. Okay, John and Paul. Now, Jonathan, here's one we could do. Absolutely no problem. Look.
Oh, wow. Very intimate again.
That's very intimate. I don't think we'll go with that one.
There we go. I'm going to give you your Paul.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look.
Just in case you get lost.
Actually, what we need are sunglasses, dark sunglasses. Do you have any? We haven't got a
piano. This is Ireland, Paul. I don't.
My hair used to be as long as John Lennon, but it doesn't.
Really?
It isn't as long anymore.
Can you bring in old pictures?
I have old pictures.
Wow.
Yeah, I have some. It actually didn't fall down like John Lennon's pictures fell down.
Well?
I did. I had a beard for 13 years once.
Really?
Yes. I stopped shaving the day I left school, right? And 13 years later, right, in the summer of 1980-something, I walked around the coast path in Cornwall from Newquay to Falmouth, and I came back looking as if I had leprosy. I cut the beard off just before going on the coast path.
Wow.
And the sun got at it, you know, and I went by myself for 7 days walking around the coast path.
Did you?
I nearly killed myself, of course. It's a very tough piece of walking, especially on the North Cornish coast.
You speak to a man who's crossed Africa from Cape to Cairo.
Did you actually walk from Cape to Cairo? Is that true?
Well, hitchhiked anyway.
Hitchhiked.
There's a lot of walking as well. Took me a year.
Wow. I just love to...
What year was that, you know?
Let's say it was 46 years ago.
My maths is no good, but was it before
Ian Smith was still
Ian
there.
Smith. Ian Smith was still there. Rhodesia. You had North and South Rhodesia.
I worked in Rhodesia for a year as well.
Wow.
But still Rhodesia at the time, Ian Smith.
Wow.
Let's do this.
May I just pass?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, of course.
Roger, can we do this? Thank you, Rene. Thanks, Amin. Can we do this one?
I'm sure we can.
I mean, we don't quite have the right suits, but we could replicate the look.
Yeah, no, we're in a we can do anything in time.
Here we are. This photo shoot has gone severely off the grid.
What about this one? Hey, would that one be better? That's perfect. Look, that's John. You're John. And I'm Paul here, being gripped by you with the hand up. We'll do that. Definitely.
Showing a bit of emotion.
Okay, I think we should...
There will be one amongst the...
Just humour me while... Hey, humour me while we set this one up. Just for a second, right? You hold the phone, because you'll be able to see if we're doing it right. We obviously have to be up against that wall, don't we?
We have to find a brick wall outside. And a window.
All right.
Here we are.
Yeah. Okay, you just tell us. What?
So one.
It's still being recorded, yeah.
One
yeah,
of
yeah,
you is here. It's still
yeah,
being recorded. This
yeah,
is
still
the
being
most
recorded,
bizarre
yeah,
audio boot ever.
Yeah.
Now, by the virtue of the fact that you're tying yours up and Jonathan's is open, therefore, Jonathan, I can't make out whether this is.
Oh, no, hang on. I'll tell you.
Maybe he's got his button tied there.
Jonathan's is. Hold on. It's kind of immaterial. It has to stay together because you don't see your shirt. Yeah, there are no shirts visible.
So there is a button.
Yeah.
Buttons
yeah, are... You, this is what you have to do with me, right? You have to.
Who am I?
You are John, and I'm Paul, obviously.
Of course.
So I'm this side. We're by a window.
So who's grabbing whom?
Jonathan is grabbing me.
Jonathan's grabbing you.
Yeah.
Okay.
My hands are just...
Your
I just stand
down
there and I look into his eyes.
Your hands are down. Now, you're further away from the window because you're actually in front of the window, exactly.
Yeah, I'm in front of the window.
Which is how this man has made sure he's not reflected. A bit more this way, Paul. You're completely separate from the frame.
Completely separate from?
From the frame in the background.
All right, okay.
So
yeah,
you need to...
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
So then, Jonathan, you've got your hand
you
on this side of the
once,
jacket.
So you should be used to raising your fist.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Vigorous pull now, Jonathan. Don't
yeah, there's
worry about
quite
the button
a pull.
Falling out,
yes,
right?
Yes, there's
it
quite
has
a pull.
To be something serious.
Yeah.
And do I look into his eyes?
Your hand is. You do, and right, you're looking fed up rather than actually threatened.
Yeah.
And you're smiling less than you are now. And the fist is quite high, actually.
Higher.
It's just under, you know. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and closer to you there. Yeah. Right, and.
And we're looking and.
Yeah, that is actually perfect. Paul has actually got John Lennon's look down to a T. Right, if I put this here... Will it
John Lennon is the guy who's hitting me.
Right.
Okay. Right, and I need to be out there. I've got to stop walking. Yes, it's too much lamp there. That's good. I need to fill that a bit more. Yeah. Excellent. Work it. No, you're not supposed to be smiling. You look a bit threatened. You're looking too happy.
I am the opposition. I am
H&A,
right?
Mm. Okay, well,
Oh man. Just very happy. You're falling out of the